Sometimes God makes us wait a long time before we can see the answer to our prayers, but sometimes He answers immediately. We think of King Hezekiah. God, through the prophet Isaiah, told him that he would die. He should set his house in order, for he would die. Hezekiah prayed to the Lord that God would lengthen his life, and before Isaiah was out of the house, God told Isaiah to go back to Hezekiah and tell him that he would live for 15 more years. The same thing happened to King Jehoshaphat and his people when they prayed to the Lord as they were surrounded, or they were being attacked by three enemy nations. The armies were on their way. Jehoshaphat gathered all the people together at Jerusalem, and they prayed to the Lord, "O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." And while Jehoshaphat and his people were still assembled in the temple court, the Spirit of God came upon a prophet named Jahaziel, and he gave them an immediate answer from God Himself. "Thus says the Lord to you," he said, "do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you." What better answer could they possibly receive than this? The three enemy nations were coming to attack them. Their armies were more powerful. And yet here, the prophet of God tells them that the battle is the Lord's. In fact, they won't even have to do any fighting. All they have to do is go to the battlefield and observe. No, nothing really had changed, had it? The three armies were still approaching. They were still as weak as they had been before. The other armies were more numerous, more powerful, probably more skilled and better equipped than they were. And yet, something had changed. They had a word from God. They had a promise from God. There's never anything better when God speaks than to listen and to believe. Of course, the history of Israel was not so good on this. Many times God had spoken to His people through the prophets and they did not believe. But here was one case when they did believe, and King Jehoshaphat gave them a very good example of this faith. For we are told that immediately Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And a choir of Levites immediately sang praises to God, as the Bible says, with voices loud and high. So with faith in the Lord, they went to bed that night, knowing what was in store for them in the morning. For the prophet had said, "Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you." And so they got up early the next day, still believing that God would give them the victory. And again, here's King Jehoshaphat taking the lead, telling them, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." So So instead of concerning himself with weapons and strategy for the battle, Jehoshaphat busied himself with getting choirs ready to sing God's praises as they went out to the field of battle. Now, we have no Jehaziel addressing us this morning and telling us, God says the United States will win victories over all its enemies. We don't have any word from God like that. So we don't really know what the Lord has in store for our country. We don't know whether the United States will win any more battles and any wars or not. But we have a word from God on something much more significant to us. For you see, our situation spiritually is just like the situation of the Jews physically. They were bad off. They were in trouble from their enemies, and so are we. In fact, they had three enemies facing them. We have the same three in a different way. We have the devil, the world, and our flesh, as Luther's Catechism reminds us. And we have no power against them. If Adam and Eve were unable to resist Satan when they were still without sin, how can we possibly face such enemies as this? But God, in His Word, has spoken to us through the Spirit of God, through the prophets, through the Son of God Himself, and through His apostles. And He tells us the same thing that He spoke through Jehaziel, only it means something for us spiritually. He tells us the battle is not yours but God's. You will not need to fight in this battle. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Do not fear or be dismayed. So, we cannot fight against our enemies. We have no strength. But God says, you don't have to fight. I will take care of it all. Isn't that what the Bible tells us, that we are saved by grace? That not by works. We cannot boast of anything. We just observe. We see what God has promised, and now we see what God has done in Christ. And all we are to do is see what God has done and rejoice in it and praise God. So let us do that right now by singing hymn 433, stanzas 3 through 6.